When I come into a house with buyers, I start picking it apart. These are the things wrong with it. Let's start making a list.
Jim the Realtor is from Northern San Diego and gained an online following in 2009 when he started posting his honest, painful, and sometimes hilarious assessments of bank-owned properties on YouTube.
Guess we'll call this the master. The exquisite furnishings.
These granite and travertine palaces will be the historical memory of this era.
Lovely.
They'd be better off just burning this one down and collecting the insurance.
He spent some time at a property with Jim to get his grim forecast for the future of the housing market and for some straightforward talk about whether or not to buy a house, and if so, how not to be stupid about it.
Market conditions are healthy as long as we have low rates. We have what appears to be another couple of years of these ultra-low Fed-induced rates. It's interesting what effect that has. If you're a buyer, you're kind of thinking, hey, I've got a couple of years. I don't have to rush. It's probably the thing that's the most surprising in this area, and I think it's going on in a lot of other areas. The supply of good houses has just dropped off. Probably a great snapshot for our market. It sold in spite of itself. It's dated everywhere you look. But someone bought it just because there's not enough other houses to buy. If you need to buy a house, this is what you're stuck with.
Both the Bush and Obama administrations, the big emphasis was stopping foreclosures and keeping people in their homes. Is that something you agree with?
If they're looking to do what's best for the market, they would unleash the floodgates and let it rip, because I'm convinced it would cause a frenzy of buying to see all these bank deals, and people would come running. The amount of foreclosures that could happen in the future is great. It could happen, but they're not letting them happen. Banks aren't just throwing properties out there at half price. They're not giving these properties away. And when they do hit the market, if it is cheap, it gets bid up. That's the definition of value. Are we going to sell a bunch of dumps real cheap? Probably. But they're going to sell real cheap, whether it's this year or next year anyway. Let's just take our medicine.
All right, so tell us about this bathroom.
You have the 1991 version of, this was hot in 91.
What policies do you think have been the most harmful to the housing market?
Refinance of everybody who's underwater. That's the program that's hot this year. Last year was refinancing people who were heading for foreclosure. I don't think anything's harmed the market. They're just wasting their time. They're wasting their money, taxpayer money, on these crazy programs that are supposedly going to save the day. Is my pool sinking? No, it's the decking is going up. The pool's not going down. The decking's probably either got soaked underneath there and water starting to make it rise, or there's some tree roots.
When will it come back? When are we going to see peak pricing again?
I don't know. Not in the foreseeable future, and maybe never. I think we need to be prepared for it being never. Let's buy a house so we have a place to live, period, and not taking any. I just hate this whole investment thing. Well, if it goes up, buy a house because you like it. You want to raise your family. And the good news is I think today's buyer is exactly that. And I think that makes for a very healthy market.